And you are listening to the Fans of Wrestling show here on the FOW Radio Network. I am Patrick, your host. With me, Eric, who sounds like he's en route to somewhere or from somewhere.
En route to home from the movie theater.
Now, you went to the movies on a...
I did.
Thursday evening. What did you go see?
I went to go see Thor.
Oh, that is right. Today's July the 7th as the newest Marvel movie is out in theaters now. Thor, the Love of Thunder. Is that the correct tag?
Love and Thunder. Close enough.
Love and Thunder. There you go. English is not my first language. We all know that.
Close enough. A plus.
Yeah. You know, I totally forgot that these people like to put out their movies on Thursdays. But yeah, here we go. Without spoilers, what did you think? How was it?
It was my favorite Thor movie. I loved it. All it was right. Great. A+. Can't wait to go see it again.
Oh, that's nice. This is the third Thor movie, right?
Fourth. You've got Thor, then you've got Dark World, then you've got Ragnarok, and then you've got Love and Thunder.
Yeah, I think the second one was such a bore for me that I totally forgot about the third one.
The second one wasn't bad, in my opinion, but Thor's my superhero, so anything that comes out, I'm going to love it. It was probably the worst of the four, but I still loved it.
Yeah. I remember... seeing Thor, you know, was there cartoons? I feel like there was a cartoon of Thor.
Probably.
Back in the day. But I remember, of course, my first introduction to Thor when I knew how to speak English was in Elizabeth Shue's Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay.
Where the little girl was a fan of Thor, and then there was this mechanic guy who looked like Thor. Anyways, it was funny. But
I guess maybe I've never seen Adventures in Babysitting, so I guess I need to watch that.
It doesn't sound like your genre, but, you know, yeah, why not? Check it out.
Is it like a comedy?
It is. It's pretty much, I mean, you know the actress Elizabeth Shue, right?
Yeah.
Familiar with, yeah, so it's basically her, babysitting a couple of kids. She's like a senior in high school. And then they go, I mean, I guess she had to go help a friend and took the kids with her. And yeah, it was just adventures in babysitting.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was probably not like the best movie in the world, but it was funny enough for me. It tickled my fancy. And
that's all that matters at movies, right? Just as long as you like it.
Yeah. And at that age, you know, Elizabeth Shue tickled everybody's fancy.
Hey,
I think Danny is trying to join us after the little debacle that was the original show. We had the page, but for some reason we were having a little bit of audio problems for just like a snippet, but looks like that was, I mean, we can obviously hear each other, so that is a plus.
Tis a plus.
So.
Danger just said, let him in. Sorry, sir. No Bray Wyatt here.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I mean, it says he's in. It says Danny Hill, you know. Kayfabe brother entered the live audio.
Go, 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 go. Thank you. Sorry, I'm terribly driving right now.
Well, you know, I mean, what's the point of driving? You know?
It will apparently not let Danny call in.
Well, he's our co-host. He should be able to use the link that he gets in an email.
That's why you just have an iPhone, because it said, hey, you're a co-host. Join this shit. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Those Android users, who gets them? I don't get Android users.
I didn't die, and nobody else on the road died. Yay me!
So, were there any cool post credits that would link, give clues to the next movie or the next anything?
Of course. But no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Work, damn it. Thank you. Apparently Danny hasn't got the emails in over a year.
Well, he probably still has aim.com.
Hey, why don't you stop it? That's my email.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
It's been
like 42 hours.
Hey, Danny Danger.
I just had to exit and re-enter, you know, 2 or 3 dozen times. But I am here now.
We let you in.
We did let me in.
Are you going to be like
that Bray Wyatt was not allowed?
Are you going to be like Evil Alexa now? Do we need to make you a doll?
No, I got quite a few of those of my own.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say I'll make you an evil Lily doll.
Do you want one with your hair or Patrick's hair? Because I have both.
Jesus Christ, neither, please.
I can just start putting pins in them. All you got to do is give the word, okay?
Whatever you guys are into.
Everybody knows.
You guys leave it in my car so I don't have to pluck it. I just have to, you know, pull it from my car seat.
So Danny, question here. It sounds like somebody's got me a speaker. Might be you, but did you ever watch Adventures in Babysitting?
Yes, I have watched it many times. Vincent D'Onofrio as Thor is one of his very youngest and earliest roles as the mechanic who may or may not be the mighty Thor. If that's the train that we're going on to, because Eric was just at the Thor movie.
That is. Yeah. Indeed. Apparently, Eric has yet to see Adventures in Babysitting.
That's
kind of upsetting. It's an 80s classic. You know, about high school hijinks and those kind of things. But this hot chick is dating is babysitting these kids, and her weird friend calls and says, "I'm in the city. Come save me." And so she goes to save her weird friend and has to take the kids along. And the little girl happens to be obsessed with Thor. Now, this was like the mid 80s. So there wasn't any Thor movies. You know, he was just another character among many in comics who was, you know, kind of undersung at the time. But she was obsessed, had big posters and would wear a helmet with the wings, you know, the old school, the silver helmet with the wings, and had her own little camera and stuff. And she would carry that and wear that all around all the time. And she worshipped Thor. And so, you know, long story short, they go out, they blow a tire, a mechanic picks them up, and he's now saying, oh, you know, you need this much money for me to fix your tire, because they're trying to race back home before the parents of the children get home and then realize that she's taken them into the big scary city.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, risked her job, etc. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's Vincent D'Onofrio. He's young. He's kind of hunky. He has longish blonde hair. The girl's like, holy crap, he's Thor. Because she sees him like, you know, slapping a wrench against his hand as he's attempting to intimidate the kids into paying him all the money. And she's like, no, he's not mean. He's Thor. How can he be mean? You know, like in all this. And somehow her childlike innocence wins his heart. And he lets them go with, you know, whatever money they have in their pockets, as opposed to the full amount.
That a boy. Just like Thor would.
That's the Thor connection. Yes, yes. So that's the Thor connection that, that Patrick was making in larger terms. But it's a fun movie. You know, yet again, it's not by any means a cinematic classic, but it is a classic in that it's kind of silly and fun. It's very much a part of the suburb mall culture, you know, going into the big scary city without parental permission. You know, they get in the middle between a gang fight on the subway trains and, you know,
like you do,
and these kind of things, and, you know, get yelled at by hobos at the bus station.
I've been yelled at by hobos at a bus station. I can relate.
Yeah. So that's some of the things about that movie. So yeah, it's probably on, you know, one of, if not multiple, of the major streaming services. So I would say that look it up if you got 90 or 110 minutes or something, however long it is.
I got yelled at by a hobo at a train station in Winston-Salem at WrestleCon. Cade. WrestleCade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the way home from Barcade. So I can relate.
There you go. Yeah.
It's actually available on Disney Plus. So I believe you're a subscriber. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a Thor movie, so it's got to be owned by Disney.
At this point, it is probably. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, it was fun times. Fun times. Went with Eddie.
Ah, yes.
So we're back, guys. I mean, it feels like it's been a long time.
I honestly think it kind of has been a long time. Like, it feels like a long time because it has been.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this in a while. But, man, we have a lot to cover. Yeah. I mean, I could play the song later, but.
Please don't.
You don't have to, no.
How about we start with, like, the biggest thing that we haven't discussed, and that's Vince McMahon. No, we kind of did discuss it. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, being removed, well, temporarily stepping down as chairman and CEO of the WWE. Of course, it's allegations that, you know, he's paid off former employees on their way out, secret affairs, blah, 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 blah.
See, but I thought Triple H tearfully removed him from his general duties within the company on Monday Night Raw many years ago. What is he doing still in a position of power? Do you not remember that? They were both crying in the ring, and he's like, Vince, you're getting old and crazy. You're going to have to step down. I'm now the COO. Do you guys not remember this?
No, I remember that. That was about 10 years after his limo blew up and he was inside of it.
And he was just 1 week he was, you know, dead, and they were having a funeral for him. And a couple weeks later, he just, surprise.
Yeah.
We're not, no explanation given.
No.
Well, he stepped down from his, you know, on-screen, like, not general manager per se, but, you know, executive person that on screen rule person, you know, he still had an office and an office job. That was never taken him away from
him. Oh, okay. Disgusting. So he didn't have a job, but he still had a job, is what you're saying?
Yeah, he didn't have that job, but he had another job because he had more than one job. You know, just like he had more than one woman, apparently.
Yeah. As long as he was collecting multiple paychecks, like, because he was paying out to multiple women, I guess it's okay.
Well, I mean, I don't think it surprises anyone that he was involved, but it's surprising that he got caught.
Well, no, he got caught because he flaunted it in front of his comatose wife, okay? remembering these things, okay?
Multiple times.
Multiple times. And
then he got a stiff fist to the dick for it.
Yeah, yeah, and apparently all was right in the world again. Why are people mad about it all over again? Linda got her revenge, okay? She put him in his place, and you know, why is all this news? Okay, this
why are we such fucking marks? Such fucking marks. Was I supposed to vent that? I really hope not. I was not. Yay.
So, Vince McMahon is underpowered now, out of nowhere.
Like
recently, recently stepped down. Stephanie McMahon, who stepped down for personal reasons,
like a week before.
Literally, mm-hmm. It's like this was planned. I gotta imagine that they saw this coming weeks or months in advance. This couldn't have just been like, I don't know. I think this all planned to happen in this way. I can't imagine
here's the issue. The investigation had been going on into these kind of things, and then we found out that Nick Khan knew of this investigation, and in the early times of the investigation, sold a shit ton of WWE stock because he feared that if once word of the investigation got out, the stock would take a hit. So now he's being investigated.
Not Nick Khan. That was Kevin Dunn.
Okay. That was Kevin Dunn who sold the stock and is under investigation now?
Yeah, Nick Khan. Yes. Khan hasn't done anything to my knowledge.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, pardon me, Mr. Khan. It is the Kevin Dunn. So he's the one who sold a bunch of stock because he knew this shit was coming. So yes, of course it makes sense for WWE to plan approximately the time they knew this news was going to get out to have fallbacks and backup plans and all this. Okay, that's one thing Vince has always done. He's always been able to plan and have backups and fallouts and fall guys whenever a scandal's always erupted in WWE. You know who else is on quote-unquote administrative leave as this investigation continues is
power of the people,
Big Johnny. Okay, I think he's going to be the one who takes the fall for this, and the McMahon family stays quote-unquote clean. Big Johnny's taking one last big lariat before he can pop out the ace crusher and is going down.
I'm here for it. I can see it.
And with all that, Bruce Prichard is in charge of how many shows now?
All of
them.
About
as many shows as Conrad Thompson has podcasts.
those are a lot. Didn't he just add one with Foley?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
Every other week he adds a new one. That's the joy of it.
Does this man just literally sit in front of a computer like 24 hours a day and record podcasts? Because
And the hosts just come in and leave and come in and leave.
That could be fun.
I don't know how he has time to actually watch the wrestling he's talking about in between all the podcasts he's doing.
Who says he does?
Yeah. Well, there you go. You don't have to. I mean, most of the stuff they're talking about is older stuff, right? You know, brings in all the legends to talk about stuff, trade secrets from behind the hidden door of their day. Not the current going ons of wrestling today.
Right. So stuff that he's already seen. So
there you go.
Makes it easier. But yeah, I mean. I mean, Vince, I mean, he could step down, but the other day he still owns majority shares of the stock.
No chance in hell.
That WWE won't really be here. I mean, Nick Khan has definitely placed this company in a way where it's like going to do well, despite of Vince.
Shockingly, yes.
The, you know, and probably part of the reason they did bring Nick Khan on here. It's like, hey, we need somebody who's not family who can come in and run this place in a certain way.
Or, and hear me out here, or is Nick Khan the long-lost brother of Tony, and he's just here to ruin WWE?
Well, he's doing a very successful job of ruining WWE.
Look, it's the long game. Just like how Jeff Jarrett has now taken over, like, big things for live events. Like, the TNA takeover is now happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the final stages of that. As people get removed, and then Jeff Jarrett becomes the next guy in line for power. Okay?
Because it's who's he got, my who's world!
Who's he got as agents and some of the top stars in the company?
All former Abyss.
TNA guys. Mm-hmm. Jeremy AJ. Morris. You know?
Sanjay.
Yeah.
His plan's coming together.
Well, I'm saying, like you said, because it's his world and we're all just living in it, basically.
My world! He tried to warn us.
Are you trying to tell us? Mm-hmm. And here we are all choking on that slap nuts.
Look, don't piss him off, okay?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the guy, he just took his time, just laughed, you know. He spent his days working harder to go, but the hands on his clock kept spinning too slow.
Because he can't wait to be at home with his baby tonight?
Pretty much. So, I don't know. It's just funny how it's all working out, but... if they do step down now, the plan, do you really think that Stephanie will become permanent CEO and chairman of WWE?
Maybe.
Under the guidance and guise of Jeff Jarrett, yeah. Too much.
The name on the contract says Khan, but it's not Nick Khan.
Mm-hmm. That's it, yeah. Tony, it's Nick Khan's dad is also Tony Khan's dad, is what we're going to find out.
If Tony could stop cuddling Cesaro for longer than 5 minutes.
Well, he does look like a big Swiss teddy bear, though, doesn't he?
I would cuddle him, too. It's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, who's the pet in that relationship? Yeah, I don't know. Vince is just like, I don't know. I figured he was going to screw up somehow, but I didn't think it was going to be before he left. I figured something like this would come up after he was gone.
Well, God knows how long that's going to be.
I mean, the man doesn't look any better than he's looked in the past 10 years, but he's still kicking somehow. It's
because he's got balls the size of grapefruits.
And that's what's got him in trouble now. Yeah.
I think he's got the balls the size of grapefruits as many times as he's been, like, kicked in the nuts. So, I mean, like, he might need to get those checked.
Swollen and infertile at this point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, alas, this man, I mean... You know, mightier men have fallen. So,
nuh-uh. He was the only person in history to ever beat God.
Multiple times, yeah. In a tag match and a singles match by forfeit.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't know how much mightier you can get.
And he is, you know, was killed, and then 3 days later he just kind of came back. So I don't know. Blew up in a limousine.
One other person has come back from the dead 3 days after.
That's what I'm saying. They were saying that he was going to be coming back. We just didn't know his name would be Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah.
Because we're up against the machine too strong.
So when Sean now, said for, he had, you know, his he was he had God given talent. Well, I mean, Vince McMahon gave him the paycheck, right? Vince McMahon trained him, you know, got him, pushed him to the moon to be a superstar. Okay,
to the moon.
Called him Mr. WrestleMania, and you know, let him come down a zip line and all that shit. Okay.
Indeed. Well, here's to the McMahons, and let's see what happens. But
damn, that was yeah. Weird.
All right, let's get to AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling present the Forbidden Door. We had a lot of pre-show matches for this one. Not going to cover any of them. But let's just see what we got for the rest of the card. Minoru Suzuki, Jericho, and Sammy Guevara versus Eddie Kingston, Shota Umino, and Wheeler Yuta. Six-man tag. Suzuki. Wait, did they really call themselves the Sex Gods? Oh, my God.
I don't remember. Probably.
Jericho and Sammy, whatever.
Probably,
yeah. FTR defeats United Empire and Roppongi Vice to retain the ROH World Tag Team titles and become the new IWGP Tag Team Champions.
And for the second time, the United Empire loses the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championships in a three-way match without being involved in the decision. They've won and held the titles two times, and both times they've lost them in a three-way where they were not involved in the decision. Justice for the United Empire.
But what about FTR? I mean, don't they have...
They're going to be fighting the Briscoes one more time at Supercard of Honor at the end of the month, actually. Just a few weeks.
Sir. That's the wrong pay-per-view name.
Okay. Whichever. It's a Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Isn't it Death Before Dishonor?
Sure. Yeah, that's
Death
the one.
Before Dishonor.
Whichever, you guys knew which one I was talking about. Don't act like it's a big deal.
I wasn't even listening because I didn't watch this event. So I just heard Ring of Honor pay-per-view and
yeah.
Was like Death Before Dishonor.
See, and he went with it. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
but anyways, FTR, are they also champions in Mexico?
Yeah, AAA Mega Champions. Yeah, AAA Tag Team Champions, whatever they call them.
Yeah. I mean...
Tag team belt collectors, you know, doing their thing at this point, I guess.
The true world champions.
Trying to cement their legacy as the, you know, greatest tag team of this generation.
This is my legacy.
Pac defeats Clark Connors, Miro, and Malakai Black to become the AEW All Atlantic Championship.
The ECW champion.
What is an All-Atlantic champion? I mean, what does the All-Atlantic cover? The Atlantic Ocean?
It covers the intercontinental area somewhere just slightly larger than the United States.
But they can't say intercontinental because somebody already has that title.
Yeah, they don't want to say intercontinental, so they kind of went with an older term where they used to use mid-Atlantic and All Atlantic and these kind of things. But essentially it's, you know, quote unquote secondary title, which then places the TBS title / TNT title further down as the, you know, as the television title, what it should be, and slightly gives it less prestige if that's the way they're trying to make this.
Did it ever have prestige though?
I mean, that's debatable.
Did it ever?
That's a 2-hour podcast for another time.
It's changed hands like 72 and a half times already.
And they've changed the design four times in 2 years.
Like, the 24/7 title doesn't have as many champions as it does.
And the 24/7 title has always looked the same.
They and it's prestigious.
They changed the design a bunch of times. I mean, Rob Gronkowski held it. I mean, what more prestige do you want?
I know, and R-Truth has won it. I mean, like...
You can... A bunch of times.
Yeah. Who on the AEW roster is even as good as R-Truth?
I mean, that's a whole different conversation for a whole other day as well, I think.
Exactly.
Darby Allin Sting and Shingo defeat Bullet Club.
I thought that was supposed to be for life.
Sting, Gobernables de Japón. But they liked to call, what was the goofy name they had for each other, rather than something as clever as Los Sting Gobernables. Something dudes or whatever.
Dudes with attitudes.
Dudes,
you know, the same thing that they called Shawn Michaels and
Diesel. Yeah.
Hello, I had an accident. I'm sorry.
Well, stop doing the podcast in the bathroom, and then you probably won't have to stop the accident.
That's what I was gonna say. With the toddler in my house, I had an accident. It means a very different thing than it probably means in your household.
I had an accident means I dropped my phone on the floor.
Means, and like I said, in my household means you went pee-pee or poo-poo in your pants.
I don't. Okay.
He's a big boy. Okay.
I know how you use potty.
Eric hadn't had those type of accidents in a while.
I bet, boy. Brady, I'm hungry. Anyhow, what were we talking about?
Thunder Rosa defeated Toni Storm to retain the AEW Women's World Championship.
Boy, that grass sure is greener on the other side, isn't it?
Well, you know, Toni was not in main event, but was not in title matches on pay-per-view in the other place, was she?
She had literally just lost to Charlotte, like, the week before.
Everybody loses to Charlotte, though. That's nothing special, okay?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Everybody loses to Charlotte. That's nothing special.
Rhonda doesn't lose to Charlotte.
No.
That's because she doesn't give a damn about her reputation.
But she did lose to Liv Morgan.
As she should have. As she should have.
Yeah, that's a later segment. But, yeah. Thunder Rosa sounds word, rumor, innuendo. She's not happy with the booking of the women.
Can you blame her?
Because she's the champion and she's barely on television.
Think about it.
So now they decided to put her and Toni Storm together as a tag team. That's their big idea. Thunderstorm debuted this week and fought in the match.
Bruh.
Yeah. 13 matches, only two women, but yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping tradition with New Japan, though.
All right, Will Ospreay.
Here's the difference with New Japan, though. New Japan doesn't claim to have a women's division and not utilize it.
Shots fired.
Okay. That's the difference in their fella.
Shots fired.
Ospreay defeated Orange Cassidy to retain the United States Championship.
Fuck that guy. Next.
Yeah, I don't like Orange Cassidy either. I get you. Zack Sabre Jr. was facing off a mystery opponent because Daniel Bryan Danielson was injured. And here comes Claudio Castagnoli. I think everybody was, I mean, in the interwebs, Claudio was people's number one choice, or the biggest, at least, the choice for surprise. And he fits the group, so.
Yeah, and he came out already wearing the black Bull Jack, combat yeah. stuff and all that.
Yeah. Great match with those two. I loved it. But yeah, Claudio, AEW, how long before We get Hero back in the ring.
I don't know.
I mean, he seems content.
But he also said recently that, you know, he's don't consider him retired, as he still likes to be involved and still have some matches. He just hasn't, at least in the eyes of the people, shown initiative and things like that, that he is taking bookings or trying to or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a couple seminars, but that's pretty much been the extent of his involvement.
I mean, yeah, he's been doing that. He's been doing the high spots gimmick thing.
Yeah.
He also has a very nice Twitch channel. Twitch.tv/TheChrisHero. In case anybody wanted to follow and or watch, it's fun.
The Twitch, you know, I don't get the Twitch.
It's fun. We watch a lot of wrestling. He critiques it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Been watching a lot of All Japan Women's and New Japan and all that kind of stuff. Good stuff.
Well, he seems to be doing well with all that. So it's not like he needs to get back.
His destination's unknown.
Which kind of overall is good for him, right?
Sure.
I mean, if he doesn't need to travel, beat up his body. I mean, I wish they pay me for watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Talking about it. So, kudos to him, but really... Can we get the two of them together one more time? That'd be awesome. Come on, Cousin Tony. You can do it. You can book it. You can make it happen. You get enough money. Jay White defeats Adam Page, Okada.
Baby. Oh, wait. No, wrong guy.
And Adam Cole.
Baby.
To retain the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, which of course he beat Okada for earlier that month.
Yeah. Hell of a match. The ending kind of felt anticlimactic, but we now realize that's because Adam Cole got a concussion towards the end of the match. And so when he went to go take the Rainmaker, as it appeared that was the spot for him to take the Rainmaker, he got spun out, and then he just kind of fell and crumpled down into a heap, and Okada swung right over him. And then Jay White ran in, hits Okada with the Blade Runner. Okada rolls to the outside. Adam Page was already down on the outside. And then Jay just comes in and rolls Cole over and pins him. Where Cole kind of tried to kick out, flapping his arms and his legs because he was out of it in La La Land, and retains his championship. So it makes sense if he took the Rainmaker and gets demolished and is still out, you know, by the time Switchblade comes to him. But doesn't make quite as much sense if he just ducks a Rainmaker and then just kind of lays there and waits for pinfall. So yeah, so it did feel kind of have everybody was like, this is really good, really good. Oh, it's going, and then the match kind of ended. That was a very good match that unfortunately had this weird falling that kind of hurt it, but it's because of injury. That unfortunately just happens within the world of professional wrestling. Yeah. It ain't ballet, folks.
No, no, no. I should know. I was recently attacked unprovoked. Danny, you should have been there. No. The latest MLA show.
Oh. Again, you were beat up. Are you doing something or talking trash about the people that just makes them want to get you involved and get you somehow beat up or something?
I am but an innocent bystander.
Ignorant bystander is accurate. Yeah.
At the not this past show, but the show before last, I was there. You know, I was getting pushed around by Ricardo and Alex Hillen because apparently they didn't like my selections of the referees,
which was Richie Boy and Wells and Grandpa Booker.
Just the two of them.
Show. Richie Boy and Wells, which are the same two refs they have every show.
Yeah, they just didn't like that I put Wells in there, and they wanted Richie Boy.
Yeah,
because apparently Richie Boy, you know, called it down the middle. But
yeah, we know that's not the case, though.
Yeah, so I think the last show, which I think that you were not there, Danny, they pushed me, and you know, I just walked away. This time it wasn't the same. They wanted to push me around again, and I couldn't take it. But that it's not about me. The wrestling, it is real. The main event, John Moxley defeats Hiroshi Tanahashi to become the interim AEW World Champion.
In a match that was much bloodier than one would anticipate, for some reason, John Moxley took a sling blade and began bleeding. Never seen that happen before in the thousands of times that Hiroshi Tanahashi has hit the sling blade. Never has it caused anyone to actually bleed, but against John Moxley, apparently it does.
Moxley likes to bleed.
That's pretty much what I'm getting at.
Mm. Moxley, your interim champion for however long he's the interim champion, because of course your current champion is unavailable due to injury.
Chesterton Mumford Punk is unable to defend said title, so we make an interim champion.
Mm-hmm.
And John Moxley winning it was slightly disappointing, but you know, I would have liked the story of Tanahashi winning and kind of escaping with the belt back to Japan, and then you know, having to AEW having to rely on number one contendership or the newly crowned Mid-Atlantic Championship as kind of their top thing to fight for, could have caused some interesting stories over the summer. They could have done essentially Summer of Punk with Tanahashi and done the Summer of Tanahashi where he, due to his commitments with New Japan, not just intentionally sitting out and kind of fucking with them, you know, has kind of holds the belt hostage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been interesting.
But you know, and then we would have been guaranteed. Then we, in theory, as long as Tanahashi continued to hold that, would have been guaranteed the match that we were supposed to have at Forbidden Door, which would have been, you know, Chesterfield Mumford Punk versus Hiroshi Tanahashi for the undisputed All Elite Wrestling Regional Florida Championship.
Yeah. Well, now that I guess leads to the next pay per view. It's is it Full Gear? It's coming up next.
Isn't it Double or Nothing?
No, Double or Nothing already happened. It happened.
That shows how much I pay attention to that product.
Because I think it's Revolution, Double or Nothing, Full Gear. I feel like there's another one. I thought there were four. Maybe I'm just imagining things.
Probably so. That's pretty common with you.
But yeah, Death Before Dishonor though, happening on the 23rd of July. So Mojo defends the ROH Championship against Jay Lethal.
The ROH Television Championship.
Yeah, FTR versus the Briscoes and Wheeler Utah defending the Pure Championship against Daniel Garcia.
But no mention of the ROH World Championship just yet.
The fuck?
Interesting. No mention of the ROH Women's Championship yet, as Mercedes Martinez is now apparently sitting out time with injury. Why don't we make another interim championship?
Remember that time Deonna Purrazzo was champion and all was right with the world?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Kushida has returned to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Indeed, he has.
Because he couldn't hack it in WWE.
And
the problem is they had a division and they brought him in to be part of that division and then they got rid of that division. And then they're like, well, what do we do with him? Let's put him together with another Japanese guy. And it'll be pretty cool. And that was kind of what they did with him.
Hey, Jacket Time was awesome.
I don't think so.
I thought it was entertaining.
You know the world's gone to hell when I'm agreeing with Patrick.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I mean, it's been happening more and more often, so.
Maybe I'm dying.
You know, I mean, you just saw your favorite Thor movie of all times. I mean.
Hallelujah. Maybe. It's that time.
At this point, what else do you have? You know, you
damn right, because I ain't got shit else to live for.
Well, didn't mean to be that down, but sure.
Welcome to my life.
But not only Kushida is he back in New Japan Pro Wrestling. It has just been announced he will be making his debut at Impact Wrestling at Derby City Rumble.
That's annoying. He couldn't have debuted last week.
I know, right?
So I could have booed him?
You know, Eric loves guys who, quote-unquote, can't hack it in the World Wrestling Federation. Like his buddy, Zack Ryder.
All he was good at doing was losing to Johnny Gargano.
All Zack Ryder was good at doing was being shoved off the stage by the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
That's not Zack's fault. That's terrible booking. Look at what Zack accomplished afterwards.
So it's terrible booking when it happens to a white guy, is what you're saying?
Wow, okay, we're not going to do that.
Happens to an immigrant to this country, and it's just, he sucks. He can't hack it. Is that where we're going here? Okay.
Wow, you were the one that made it racist. Hold up now.
I'm just asking if that's the way you meant it.
That is not the way I meant it. What the fuck? Kushida just can't hack it.
Because he's Japanese.
Okay?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Tajiri could hack it. Tajiri was really good, and Tajiri was Japanese.
Was he, though?
Yes, he was quite Japanese.
I mean, did he ever show his birth certificate? I mean, I hear they're still asking for Obama's.
Where's the birth certificate, okay? I need to see the birth certificate. Remember Yoshitatsu and Kenzo Suzuki and Kyrie Sane? Were they all just couldn't hack it also? Is that it?
Yeah.
No, Kyrie was poor booking.
Yeah. Okay, remember Yokozuna? So he's supposed to be Japanese.
No, he was Japanese.
He's bloodline, brother. Of course he could hack it.
Japanese, yeah.
Of course he could hack it. Bloodline is the strongest force in professional wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Any other news just regarding them? No, I mean, that's all I got about them. Yeah. I can't wait to see who the next guy that Tony has to fire because, or not resign because, you know, budget cuts because, you know, just paying all this other guys.
Yeah, no, they don't fire anybody at AEW. They just release them from their contract after their contracts expire.
They just don't resign them. Yeah, they just choose not to resign them.
Which is so much better than firing them, apparently.
It's much more humane, apparently, than firing you and giving you 90 days of pay. While you're unable to work.
Don't you dare, you dumb son of a bitch.
Was he about to have an accident too?
No, he was about to eat my macaroni and cheese and I was going to beat his ass.
So you were going to have a crime instead. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm sure Peter knows where you live.
They're always listening to every single podcast waiting for somebody to admit to a crime against an animal.
What did I do with my water?
I don't know. You dropped it?
Is it bad booking or you couldn't hack it and that's why your water left?
A little bit of both, probably.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
People always leave, and so does water.
Yeah.
Okay, WWE here, Money in the Bank, Wiki Kov with Liv Morgan.
Oh, there we go.
Defeating Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Becky Lynch, Lacey Evans, Raquel Rodriguez, and Shotzi to win the contract.
As she should have. The best female Money in the Bank winner of all time.
Opening match, of course, that signals to something maybe down the road. We'll see. Bobby Lashley defeats Theory to win the United States Championship. Because that's exactly what we needed to make people remember that he's a big monster defeating a guy who takes selfies.
Lashley.
Bianca Belair defeated Carmella to retain the Raw Women's Championship.
Not even Bianca can carry her to a good match.
Yeah, Bianca can carry a lot.
Yeah, but not Carmella.
Mm-hmm. Right. Already more matches with women in three matches than the 13 matches that happened at Forbidden Door. But who's keeping count? The Usos defeated the Street Profits to retain the undisputed WWE Tag Team titles.
What a damn match, too. Holy shit.
I mean, yeah. They definitely did throw down. They
tore the house down.
Mm-hmm. Ronda Rousey defeated Natalya to retain the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. But if this wasn't enough, we get a fourth women's match as Liv Morgan comes in and cashes in her contract and she defeats Ronda Rousey to become your new SmackDown Women's Champion.
Woo! Atta girl. Atta girl.
Obviously, Eric, you are hyped up for a Liv Morgan title run.
She earned it. Let her run with it.
Danny, your thoughts on the new champ?
I like it. and I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah. And in your main event of the evening, Theory defeats Drew McIntyre, Madcap Moss, Omos, Riddle, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, and Sheamus to win the men's world title contract.
It's crazy that they didn't have a men's Money in the Bank match and the men's or at Money in the Bank. Congratulations to Liv Morgan for winning the only briefcase.
I mean, I think he's trying to be funny.
Oh, gosh.
There was no men's Money in the Bank match.
Gotcha.
Oh, damn. That looked like it hurt.
So Theory actually puts himself as the only person to lose a championship and win Money in the Bank in the same night.
Didn't Brock Lesnar?
I don't think he lost the I don't know if he lost the belt and then won Money in the Bank in the same night, did he?
I'm a Google.
Maybe. Okay.
Was that 2020?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't remember. I'm looking it up though. No, it was at least 2019.
Well, then maybe I read wrong information, or the person
you're correct
reporting was incorrect. So Theory is the only guy to have lost the championship. I think Brock lost an attempt to get the championship, and then won Money in the Bank. I don't think he held the championship going into the show.
No, Seth beat AJ for the Universal title, and then Kofi beat KO. So Brock didn't even have a title match. He just showed up and screwed Ali.
That was it. He just showed up at the end after like not being announced for the entire show. Got
yeah,
it.
And then Ali, you know, was about to grab the title, and then you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still want to know what Ali's America is like. I guess we'll never know.
Mm.
Yeah. I almost started reading nice shows, you know, results from 3 years ago though, so yeah, that would have been awkward. Yeah. So Theory, Money in the Bank winner.
Yeah, it's crazy that Liv Morgan's the only one that won it.
Yeah. I'm not sure
you're getting far with that bit.
I don't need to get far with it because it's factual. Nothing else happened.
I mean, Theory's not going to successfully cash it in.
Let's hope not.
I mean, he is the chosen one.
So was Drew McIntyre, and look how that worked out for him in his first run.
Well, yeah.
Well, his first title run was through COVID. I mean, it was
hard. No. I meant Drew's first run in the company after being the chosen one.
Oh, yeah.
We're a three-man band.
Yeah. Well, no.
Very different, very weird, very strange, very, very different. Difference the good word.
What's that match you know my hear?
Never hear the shot that brings you down.
Such a good fucking theme.
Mm-hmm.
What else has been happening in the world of professional wrestling?
Impact had a pay-per-view.
They did. Did they?
They did.
Our co-host, correspondent, Eric was live in attendance for. Please,
front motherfucking row.
Live event report. On TNA's Against All Odds in Atlanta,
Impact
Georgia,
Wrestling's Impact Wrestling's Against All Odds. Very good show. Very good show. Top to bottom, there was not a bad match. Looking up the card here. It started off with the pre-show match where Brian Myers won the Digital Media Championship for his broski, beat Rich Swann. Sorry, I just almost died.
He beat Swansby for his broski. That's kind of how I felt when I heard that Brian Myers had won the championship.
Yeah, he beat Swansky for the bro. Attaboy.
Yeah, and I almost died, yeah.
You almost died? Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, and I guess Johnny Swinger and Zicky Dice beat Raj Singh and Shara, which was a match that happened. Black Tarus beat Laredo Kid. That was a fun match. I actually really enjoyed that match.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are fucking wild.
And that was the pre-show. So we kicked off the night with the Motor City Machine Guns versus Bullet Club. Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Very good match. Very good opener. Of course, the Impact way is to open with the X Division. And they delivered. Machine Guns with the dub. Very good match. Then it followed that with Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo versus Mia Yim and Mickie James, which was a very good match, as you would expect it to be, with all of the all of the cheating that Mickie James did, and the Queen of the Mountain to try to screw Chelsea and Deonna out of winning the title to try to give it to Mia. Chelsea and Deonna got their comeuppance and, you know, beat Mia, beat Mickie. Good match, good match. Could have went a little longer, but it was good. The match of the night, 100%, was Speedball Mike Bailey versus Trey Miguel. They killed it. Like,
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I didn't hear rave reviews about that.
That match was fucking nuts. Highly recommend watching it. And then Rosemary and Taya versus the influence of Giselle Shaw and Tennille Dashwood, no Madison Rain. I kept calling Madison Rain Rasheed Wallace, or I'm sorry, Rip Hamilton, because she had the nose face mask, like, you know, my basketball fans that are watching or listening would know that Rip Hamilton had the mask for his broken nose for years. But good match. Good match. And then we had a 10-man tag, I think, with Honor No More. And I guess what? It was Eddie, King, Kenny King, Taven, Bennett, and PCO. And they fought Heath, the Good Brothers, and America's Most Wanted.
We got a great reunion.
That's your damn luck.
It was a thing, that's for sure. Chris Harris looked anyway.
Looked a lot like Braden Walker.
He looked very pumped or plumped.
He looked something. Anyway,
yeah.
One of my favorite matches of the night, shockingly, was the Clockwork Orange House of Fun match with Moose and Callahan. It was very fun. Very hardcore. I have a piece of that match sitting on my desk, or not on my desk, in my wrestling room. So that's fun. That's like my first ever ring item.
Ring used item.
Ring used, yeah, we can go with that. Unless you count the ring skirt from Bound for Glory, but whatever.
I would say yeah.
Yeah. Or canvas, not skirt. And then Jordan Grace and Tasha Steeles for the knockout title. Very good match. Unfortunately, Tasha was injured in that match. But hope she's okay. Good match, though. And then, shockingly, the main event was Josh Alexander and Joe Doering. That was really, really fun. In terms of wrestling standpoint.
Two big boys hitting each other hard, basically.
Yeah. The whole premise of the match was, can Josh Alexander get Joe Doering off of his feet? Or if he could get the sneer off of his face. Very good match. Very, very good match. So top to bottom, this was a very good show. It cost me like $30-$40 to go sit front row. Wish I could have went for the tapings the next night, but unfortunately somebody has to pay the bills around here, and it's not the dog.
Yeah, he's just a useless layabout.
He's a fucking bum.
Mm-hmm.
But I love him. Definitely check it out. If you guys have Impact Plus, I would definitely say check it out. Very good show. To me, Impact has been the most consistent show over the last 2 years. But nobody wants to talk about it because it still has the LOL TNA stink to it. So
mm-hmm.
if you're not watching it, you're missing very good programming.
The problem is it's difficult to find unless you sign up for the YouTube premium thing they have or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, even like, I mean, I have YouTube TV, and even then.
Well, no, they have like their own special like YouTube subscription thing. Yeah, but I'm saying,
in addition to that, they have a thing on YouTube TV, but they're one of those channels you have to pay like extra $20.
Mm.
There's just different options to watch Impact Wrestling. None of them are really.
The only one that I know that actually carries the Access TV is Philo, and that's like $25 a month, but I'm not going to pay $25 a month for one channel.
Yeah.
Because that would literally be the only one that I would watch, because the rest of the channels are kind of trash. But yeah, I couldn't see paying $25 a month for one channel.
No. That's a lot, yeah, just for one channel, when you're really only going to watch like a couple hours of programming.
Yeah, 2 hours of programming a week.
Yeah, problematic. Pat McAfee has resigned with WWE. He's going to be there for a while. Good for Pat. They've shown how he's going to be in his second match ever at SummerSlam, but have they forgotten that he had a match in NXT? He's like, they don't acknowledge that at all. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, because none of those guys exist anymore, so fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Damn, Chris.
Yeah. SummerSlam happening in Nashville, Tennessee this coming up July 30th.
Ooh.
And it's going to be quite a card. So far, we have announced Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, Pat McAfee versus Happy Corbin, and Bobby Lashley versus Theory.
Lashley.
I take it you like Lash.
I just liked how Leo Rush said Lashley.
So, SummerSlam, I mean, I'm excited. I'll be there. It's going to be a good show. Eric, are you still TBD?
Nope, I'm not going. I'm not going to sit by myself.
Oh.
If I'm paying astronomical prices to go to a pay-per-view, I'm going with somebody.
Yeah. Can't get Danny Danger to go that far.
That's far. Sure you can, just not for bad wrestling.
Yeah, just not to pay that much money for WWE.
Didn't he travel to Washington, D.C. with you?
Yeah, but that was a plane.
I flew to Washington, D.C. for New Japan Pro Wrestling, yeah. But I ain't driving 6 hours to watch WWE when I don't even watch it at home, and it's free.
3 hours, bud. 3 hours. It's national.
3 hours from you. You're much closer to Tennessee than I am.
Oh, you're right. That does take you an extra hour.
I think I'm closer to Tennessee than Danger.
I mean, that's possible.
I will be at SmackDown the night before, though, if that counts.
All right. At what section?
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached. Do 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 do. At some point, my Ticketmaster is going to load. I will be in lower level, section 112, row K, seat 1 and seat 2.
All right. Good on the kid.
Should be fun.
You got two whole seats just for your fat ass. Cool.
Oh, fuck you. Holy shit.
I mean, you're probably like the least heavy one of the three of us, so it
That was funny. Rude. Holy shit. No, I'm going with Eddie. Because I wasn't able to make it to our Always Ready due to family emergencies.
He wasn't able to make it either because Lord knows I tried.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a family emergency that I didn't expect, so I wasn't able to make it to Always Ready. So to make up for it, I bought us tickets to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like a good friend.
I'll be on section 118, row KK, seat 17 and 18.
Who's 18?
Mika? Buddy of mine for work.
I didn't know if Mika was going to show her face.
Probably not.
Nah, she's just going to be there for SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to go to the Ric Flair's last match show, and it has nothing to do with Ric Flair. The card looks good. And plus, I'd get Chelsea versus, or not Chelsea, I'm sorry. Rachel versus Deonna versus Jordan Grace, which should be fun.
Yeah.
And the elusive David Hart Smith will be there.
Mm-hmm.
One day, Danger. One day.
Some bitch is going to stop running me.
I haven't paid attention, but they haven't announced Flair's opponent yet, right?
Who cares? He's going to Randy the Ram it and die in the ring anyway.
Yep. One last Ram Jam.
One last Ram Jam, brother. I kind of want to watch that movie now.
Ram Jam.
Have you never seen The Wrestler?
I had a long time ago.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
Randy the Ram is the wrestler. His finishing move is the Ram Jam.
And he was.
If you took anything from that movie, those should be the fucking things, okay? Good lord. What do you remember about that movie? Necro Butcher was in it. Claudio had a background cameo.
His opponent was Ernest the Cat Miller.
No, all I remember is that.
Posing as a Middle Eastern guy back in the 70s, the early 80s.
The only thing I remember is Mickey Rourke's character had issues.
He's a professional wrestler. Of course he has issues.
He was a wrestler who was big in the 80s, so he had even more issues.
He had performance issues in the bed.
You need the only... That was your takeaway?
That's the only thing I remember from that whole movie. The only thing
you remember is his difficulties in the bedroom.
Is it Space Mountain was broke down?
I guess. Yeah, that's the only part I can remember Patrick. About the wrestler.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I gotta watch the movie again. But I only saw it once. It was when it had just come out, so it's not like
I've seen it a lot of times. It's really good. I enjoy it.
I mean, it's heavy at times, but it's good. Yeah,
it's accurate. I think
at that time.
Well, a lot of older wrestlers were chiming in going, hey, this ain't how it is, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. Roddy Piper was one of the big ones who was kind of against it. But we also think he might have just been trying to protect kayfabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many times have we went to an indie show and seen, like, that 60-year-old vet?
Mm-hmm.
One last payday.
And some wacky jerk in a match, and then nobody comes to his merch table and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, you know, it's not real. Oh, shit. Claudio is going to be at StarCast.
You know who else was announced for StarCast? Hiromu Takahashi.
Oh.
The time bomb who was not able to make it to the Forbidden Door because he had some sniffles or a little bit high fever, and they were afraid that that was COVID symptoms. Turned out, of course, to not be. But will also be at StarCast, yeah.
Let's just all go to StarCast and then come home. No one cares about, you know, the Ric Flair match or SummerSlam.
I care about SummerSlam.
You got the network. You can watch it at home. It's the same thing, okay?
Yeah.
No, I have to be there in person so I can say that I was in person in all the Big Four wrestling events.
You can say you were in person. Nobody's not going to believe you.
Yeah, I'm not going to challenge it. Not around other people. I'll challenge it like in front of us and be like, no, you weren't, you asshole. Shut up. But if you're like telling it to other people to impress them, I'll just be like, yeah, totally. He was there. He invited me, and I was like, I can't really go. But he went, and he was a trooper, you know?
And he sent us pictures,
yeah. That's what bros do. They give you shit in person, but in front of other people, they build you up.
Yeah.
So you don't got to do shit that you don't want to. As long as you tell us ahead of time, hey, I'm going to tell people I did something and I didn't do something, we'll be like, we got you.
We got you, bro. That's what bros do, bro.
Well, you know where I will be? I will be at AEW Presents Dynamite, I think Rampage, on July the 20th here in Duluth, Georgia.
Well, you have fun with that. Let me know what WWE star shows up then.
Yeah, my brother has become a huge AEW fan.
So he's a consexual?
I like the term convicts, actually.
Convict? Okay, I'm here for that.
Yeah, he's convicted. You know,
I'm here for it.
I just made that up. I don't know if people actually use it or not. Sounds like
who cares? It sounds good. Who cares? It sounds good.
We're just going with it, right? So should be a fun show. I mean, I don't think neither Brian or Punk are going to be there.
I just hope Brian's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many concussions.
Really... Yeah. Well, what is the extent of Brian's injury currently?
I think it's a concussion.
That was revealed. Okay. A quote unquote brain injury by WWE doctor standards.
Yeah. I think. I don't know if it's right, but. Okay.
Because I don't remember him explicitly saying, you know, he just said he wasn't medically cleared to compete at Forbidden Door.
People are worried. I saw a post that said that people are worried that it was a concussion. So
okay, well that could be mere speculation though.
Yeah. But I think that's pretty much all the only thing that we've heard.
He could have like pancreatitis or something. We don't know.
Yeah,
Juice Robinson wasn't at Forbidden Door because he couldn't leave because he wasn't going to be medically cleared. Well, he was there at the Forbidden Door, but he wasn't medically cleared because he had just had his appendix removed from appendicitis.
He doesn't need that anyway.
I know.
He could have wrestled.
And they have the audacity to try to strip him of that championship. Well, he's got the belt, man. So what's the deal? He's got the belt. What are they going to do?
Oh, I thought that was fucking Aaliyah for a second. And I was like, wait, why is she on an indie poster?
Well, you know.
All right. So I did want to kind of mention this earlier, but I forgot some of them now. Funny enough is post Money in the Bank. Of course, the UFC was having a show in Las Vegas at the same time. And lo and behold, Vince McMahon, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, and Pat McAfee were all live front row for that UFC fight.
You know who else was there on the other side of the arena, though?
I don't know.
Was
Tony Khan. The big TK.
Yeah, Tony Khan was also there. Who was he sitting next to? I can't remember. Somebody AEW related, somebody, one of their stars or something.
Who knows? Who cares?
But everybody was joking, like, this is where, this is the real Forbidden Door. The UFC is neutral ground. That's where Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker stared each other down long before Brock Lesnar would end the streak.
Mm-hmm. But what a thing, huh? That
Jim Ross.
Vince has Jim Ross
and TK, yeah.
Vince was able to see this company do everything he's been able to do when he refused to buy it for $1 million 20 plus years ago.
Can we just talk about how Pat McAfee got attacked after Money in the Bank and then showed up at UFC with a neck brace on? That's kayfabe, brother. That's kayfabe.
That's called selling it, brother. That's called selling it, yeah.
Bum-ass Barons got it in for him.
Yeah. So, interesting. Can you imagine, I mean, if Diddley had bought the UFC?
They probably wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Hey, and we forgot to mention that AEW stars were on Monday Night Raw.
Oh yeah.
When?
For the John Cena appreciation thing.
Oh, the videos. Yeah,
Bryan Danielson was on Monday Night Raw. That son bitch looks a lot like Daniel Bryan. And then don't forget the Chris Jericho was on there too.
Apparently somebody else from somewhere sent one and it wasn't used, and everybody's like, ooh, why didn't they use that?
Mark Henry's.
Oh, Mark Henry's, yeah. But he's like,
Somebody gonna get their ass kicked. Somebody gonna get their wig split. Beat him up.
Yeah.
Break his neck.
Beat him up. Break his neck.
That was a good theme.
Yeah.
WWE has some bangers.
It was one of those things, especially with Mark Henry at the House of Pain time.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Pain time, not House of Pain. When that music hit, you knew shit was about to get fucked up.
Uh-huh. That was it. Whoa! Like, hey! Whoa!
And then you're like, oh, good Lord.
And then you're like, somebody gonna get their ass whipped.
Somebody gonna get their wig split. And they're standing right there in that ring. Yeah.
And then they did get that ass beat. And their wig split.
Beat him up, break his neck, beat him up, break his neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
WES.
What the fuck is that?
Is this promotion that was supposed to be started by the Authors of Pain?
Those guys still exist?
Yeah, they tried to start their own promotion and actually put Lena Fanine, the former Nia Jax, on their poster and promoted her as appearing, and then she kind of came out and was like, you guys have not talked to me about coming to your event. Why are you putting my face all over your poster to try to draw fans in?
Because Nia, never mind.
I mean, I think they might be allergic to great live ratings. Who knows? I don't know.
Are you saying that Nia Jax is ratings?
No, she's ratings killer. Killer Kelly returns to Impact this summer.
Smelly Kelly.
Good on her. Good on her. No, that's not Smelly Kelly.
No, I know, but he said Kelly Kelly, so I said Smelly Kelly.
Yeah. You're also nice they named her twice.
I know.
And finally, say always the best for last. NXT had their annual SummerSlam event. And this one we had, I think, what's the opening match?
Did you mean Great American Bash?
Is that what they call it? The Great American Bash? What did they just call it?
They called it NXT Great American Bash.
No, what did I just call it? I already forgot.
SummerSlam.
Oh.
Yeah, you called it SummerSlam. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I had that in my mind. But yeah, the Great American Bash, my apologies. Actually, this is the third version for NXT. And we got new tag team champions, Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez defeated Toxic Attraction to win the championships. I think now Cora is going to be challenging. What's her face?
Been there, lost to that already. Okay.
I know. Like, what are we doing here, guys?
Well, now she's a champion.
She was a skater girl. We said, see you later, girl.
She wasn't good enough for Mandy.
No.
Yeah.
Or actually skateboarding, apparently.
Yeah, we had a couple of singles matches. Kamala Hayes retained the NXT American Championship. The Creed Brothers retained the Tag Team Championships. And Braun Breaker defeating Cameron Grimes to retain the NXT Championship. So a lot of people retaining championships.
Except Cameron for the women's did not go to the moon.
Yeah, it's kind of an expensive thing that for people to go to the moon these days, I hear.
Yeah. Probably. TBH.
Yeah. I think that's it. Man, I feel like we've been talking about, but nothing major has happened. I mean, major things have happened, but
We were able to kind of gloss through them pretty quickly with our snarky cynicism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different.
But by the time that we're back together again, we'll probably be covering SummerSlam and wherever other major show happens. Brady? Or is made, so can't wait for that. Can't wait for you guys, though, to subscribe to the FWD Radio Network on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and everywhere else you can find a podcast. Start watching Apple Pay, of course. Or Apple Music, the best place.
Did you say Apple Pay?
At first I said Apple Pay, but I meant Apple Music.
We're all tired. It's okay.
No, it's funny because I've been dealing with Apple Pay all day today because I'm going to the Atlanta United game on Saturday night.
Oh, that's fun.
So I had a few people had to back out for personal reasons. So I've been reselling the tickets. So people have been like, some people have been giving me the money through Apple Pay. I mean, it's easy. Apple Pay is great. I wish more people would use it. It's just, and the transfer money to my bank account is fast. So.
I went to a kind of sort of Braves game Sunday, if that counts, or Monday, whatever day the 4th of July was.
Why was it only a kind of sort of Braves game? Did the Braves not play baseball?
Because
we game had that day?
We got there, and then Truist Park is a clusterfuck of a park, and whoever made it should get shot in the head because that shit's dumb. We got to our seats at about the second inning, and then it rained until 2 a.m.
So we
left at like 9 o'clock. No, they still played, but I left at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because I had to be at work at 9:30 in the morning.
Look at you adulting.
And plus, I did not want to sit there for 5 hours while it rained.
Yeah. But yeah, Apple Music. And anywhere else, we're in this thing called Blurb also. So whatever that is. Yeah. Amazon, Spotify. See, I make sure I tell people about Spotify now. Spotify, can't forget Spotify. Follow us on Twitter at FWD Radio. Danny's on Twitter at Danny F in Danger. Patrick. No, I am Patrick.
Mika's what is up, Patrick? At
Mika Villas. I had a script better before when I had it. It's just, and then Eric on Twitter at EJ423X. See, I remember that one now.
But I don't want your follows, and I don't need your follows.
But follow him though.
Is that a bit that we're missing?
Big E usually says it. Shout out to Big E. I miss you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Shout out. I heard no surgery needed right now.
But his neck's not falsifying, so that's sad. I just want him to be okay. That's all I want. Care less if he ever steps foot in a ring again, as long as he's okay.
Yeah. I don't know what will Mika ever return to the show.
She probably not.
Surprise us one day.
No.
Probably, maybe.
She's got better things to do.
Yeah.
She's like Conrad Thompson. We're just like low on her totem pole.
Yeah. What a shame.
What a shame.
But alas. So yes, people, give us a follow, subscribe, listen to all the backlog. We even had some awkward and some funny interviews with some wrestlers back in the day. Those were definitely something. So guys, can we see what happens next? Until then, keep watching wrestling. As I play this song.